It is a pleasure to have with us here today on AM 1480 KAUS, Kelly Neff, broadcaster and announcer, and a one-time personality right here on AM 1480 KAUS, and also I believe it was a country, FM 100 country back at that time as well, but obviously here on KAUS as well. But Kelly, as mentioned, a former disc jockey here at KAUS, and he and his wife have written a book which takes place here in Austin in the late 60s and early 70s, it looks like it's going to be published here sometime very soon. But Kelly, first off, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you reaching out and contacting us with the news about this book that like you just said, is based here in Austin from your time here in the 60s and early 70s. And, I guess first off, tell us about your impetus for wanting to write this book.
Well, I obviously had a good career starting. In fact, the Austin station was my first radio station I ever worked at, and that's been 50 years ago. That was 1968. And my wife and I were just talking, Mary and I, about days in Austin and how nice it was. And, of course, it was my first job, and so I was really all excited and everything. And she said, well, you know, it sounds like it was interesting. Why don't you just jot down a few things? And so one thing led to another, and we just started to make up a story and came up there and did some research and just got into it and just wrote the book. I mean, it's really quite personal in one respect, but it just happened that way, just on a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Okay. Looking back at that time or in your time here, Kelly, and some of the highlights, I'm sure there are quite a few of, events you covered in the different sports and things of this sort, but, could you give us a couple of, I guess, maybe your funnest highlights or biggest highlights from your time here in Austin doing play-by-play of Packer sports? Or?
Yeah, I didn't do any of that. That came later.
Okay.
I was just a disc jockey at that time.
Oh, sure, okay.
Yeah, that was in January of 1968. I had just gone through a broadcasting school in a small town in Iowa, Independence, Iowa. And at that time, Blackhawk Broadcasting owned the radio and TV stations in my hometown of Waterloo and also owned the radio and TV in Austin, Minnesota. And so that was the connection that I got. And I came up after broadcast school and got an interview with the guy at the time, the general manager was Roger Burke, and he hired me, and I moved there in January of 68 and became a disc jockey on the evening shift. You were mentioning country earlier. There was a country station, but I was on the rock and roll, AM rock and roll station.
Okay.
Back in the late 60s with the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan and people like that. So
sure.
It was pretty exciting. And it was my first job there, and so I did that from 6 to midnight, Tuesday through Friday, 5 to midnight, Saturday and Sunday, and had Mondays off.
Wow,
and,
okay.
Did that until Uncle Sam back in 68 came knocking on my door, so
okay.
I had to leave to go to, I didn't want to go to the Army, obviously, nobody did in the late 68, but so I enlisted in the Navy and left Austin, and 4 years later, didn't come back because there was a radio station in my hometown just opening up when I got discharged, so I went there instead. But being my first job, it was just a fantastic place, and it wasn't that far away for my parents to come up and visit or for me to go home. You know, it's close enough where an 18-year-old who's out on his own for the first time can actually be still close to home and still enjoy what he's doing. So that's how that came about.
Okay. Well, it looks like from your info here that, like you said, not only play-by-play, but here is mentioned apparently a little bit later, but also, like you said, music, news, as mentioned, many other things as well. But I guess, I guess your time here in Austin, was there, obviously the people or the town had a profound effect on you the way it sounds.
Yes, the people were very nice. And of course, working nights, when you work 6 to midnight, you don't have much of a social life.
Yeah, I hear
but
you
the
there.
The people I met during the day, I mean, they were really nice. The people I worked with were excellent. And I wish it was, I mean, it's 50 years ago, I wish I could remember all their names. But, of course, I'd get to work like 5:30 and everybody was gone by then. So
sure,
I didn't get to know a lot of the people around the office. But the town was great. It was set up perfectly. I had a nice apartment, a walk-up apartment. In fact, the building's still there, and I can't remember exactly what street it was on, but from my window, you could see both high schools
oh,
and
okay.
the Catholic Church there, so it's right in that area.
Oh, okay.
So it's really nice, and it was easy enough to get to the station right on out on the highway and stuff. And it's a nice town, and we've been there two or three times since then, obviously to do research for the book. And so I just wanted to, you know, have the book there at Austin because it was such a good place for me.
Yeah. Well, obviously you've had a long and distinguished career, and you were mentioning earlier that you come out of the Navy, and then basically the rest of your radio career has transpired in Iowa. Is that correct? Or?
Mm-hmm. Mostly. Okay. I did work in Florida for a while.
Oh, okay.
My wife got a job in the Orlando metro area, and so we moved there, and I did some stuff for the Florida High School Athletic Association. I started doing play-by-play when I worked in a little town in southern Iowa called Centerville, and that would have been in 1974, I'm thinking. And
okay.
Then I moved up back to my hometown of Waterloo, which is close to where Cedar Falls is, if anybody's familiar with northeast Iowa. And I landed the job as the play-by-play announcer for the University of Northern Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
And I did that for 7 years. And they had a minor league baseball team there. I did the PA there for my entire time there and did 1 year where we did all of the minor league baseball games, went on the road in the Midwest League, Waterloo, Beloit, Appleton, Madison, you know, all those places. I did that for a year.
Wow.
And did a lot of high school. So I've done over 5,000, 6,000 sports play-by-play events. So that happened all after Austin did. I didn't do anything up there.
Okay. Wow, that's something we all, as a fellow announcer and play-by-play man, something we all aspire to, that you can do that many broadcasts and have a ton of stories and a ton of stories and good times along the way, things to remember. And somebody told me once, you should write a book. I said, well, I don't know about that, but you do see a lot of unusual things and make a lot of good friends along the way.
Yes, you do. And of course, I knew a lot of coaches and players and stuff. In fact, I've kept a scrapbook of the newspaper article of every game I've ever broadcast.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah, it goes back. I mean, the pile is pretty high.
I was going to say, it's a big scrapbook.
Yeah, it was a big one. I was there at the University of Northern Iowa when they qualified for the NCAA basketball tournament for the first time.
Oh, fun.
I wasn't there when they upset Kansas a few years ago. I had already moved to Florida by then, but I've got a lot of memories, but a lot of memories of Austin too. And that disc jockey job was just fun. I mean, 18-year-old spinning records for 6 hours and rocking and rolling—that was a lot of fun.
Well, as mentioned, from what I see here in this info, the book is in typeset right now and will be published sometime. It looks like here, like we're mentioning, in the next few months. Basically, Kelly, how can we get this book when it is published? And obviously, through bookstores and on Kindle or both, or how we'll be able to get it.
It will be available both ways, electronically and in book form. I think online, I'm really not sure of whether they'll ship it to any stores, like local stores or Barnes & Noble or anything, but I know it'll be available online at places like that, at Amazon, and the Kindle version and the e-book. They say, the publisher told us that more than 60% of all books these days are electronic books instead of the actual physical books. So, but when we get all, it's in typeset right now, then they got to do the cover, and then it'll be available. But we really don't know. It's all been edited and everything, but we really don't know when exactly.
Okay.
But it will be sometime this winter, I'm sure, and we can let you know.
Yeah, I was just going to say, obviously, please let us know when the book does come out. And I know our John Wright, that hosts right here right now on the KUS, would love to talk to you as well when that happens during his show from 10 to 11 here on the KUS daily.
Okay.
So
we've been told by the publisher, it's Christian Faith Publishing, but it's not ours is not Christian book per se. It's a novel, kind of autobiography. It's kind of autobiographical, but only to a certain point.
Okay,
it took a lot of poetic license in the book. But one of the things we're proud of ourselves, Mary and I, is that We actually did research, and we named some of the businesses that were actually in Austin at the time, and named some of the politicians that were running. In fact, the priest that's mentioned was the actual priest at St. A's at the time.
Oh, okay.
And got some stuff about the high school and their homecoming on what particular year, who they beat. And we did all that research. And so people, if they read it, will say, oh, yeah, I know the Terp Ballroom and stuff like that.
Yep, yeah.
So we tried to make it as authentic as we could without, you know, we had to get permission to use some of those things. We got permission to use KAUS instead of actually using a different radio station call letters, and got permission to use some of the people's names from the high school, and the people at the high school were really good. We got to look through all the yearbooks and find out when, on specific dates in the late 60s, early 70s, there was prom, what date it was, what the band was that played, and
where
it was held, and all that stuff. So we kind of did the research on that. It was fun.
I bet it was, and people, obviously, that can remember that time, will have a lot of fun reading this book, Ellie, to, like you said, reminisce and learn about your experiences here, like you said, as a young DJ right here at KAUS, spinning rock and roll when, this sounds old school to say this, but when rock and roll was rock and roll, like you said, with the, the Rolling Stones.
I remember all those early or late 1960s, the Bee Gees were just starting out, and obviously the Monkees were still going on, and we were playing this stuff by the Beatles and Gary Puckett and the Union Gap and Tommy James and the Shondells and people like that. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, Kelly, thanks so much for your time here today on AM 1480 KAUS. Always fun to talk to a fellow broadcaster, of course, one with as long and a distinguished career as yours. A real treat, and always fun to talk to an alumnus here of KAUS. Yeah. And we're looking forward to your book coming out. And thank you so much for contacting us to let us know that it is coming out here sometime soon.
Okay, and we'll let you know when the exact date is, and it's a great day to be a Packer.
Yeah. Amen, Kelly. All right.
All right, Jason, thank you very much.
You too, buddy. Take care.